from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
So glad baseball is back today. The San Diego Padres begin the second half of the season visiting the Cleveland Guardians tonight at 4:10. 3:10 pregame show with Sam Levitt. And joining us right now for the manager's report is Padres skipper Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And Mike, when your team is off, it really, we have to stretch a little bit over the All-Star break to come up with things to fill the time. We had a sports hypnotist come in yesterday. We both got hypnotized. Had pedicures on the air this morning. That was my first ever. That was really nice. How did you spend your All-Star break?
Oh, I wish I could say it was exciting and exhilarating as what you guys are dealing with. But it was pretty low-key, just kind of hung out and, worked a little bit and put a nod towards, the second half with a, little perspective of what just took place in the first half.
No question. Are you someone, Skip, that's able to relax? I mean, I know I'm not great at it. I'm kind of trying to learn. The older I get, I need to relax and don't think about the show or work or anything. Are you able to kind of turn it off at all?
I think I've been able to learn how to separate for the most part. I kind of would equate it like a dimmer switch,
Yeah.
When the season is taking place, you're always on. You just can't burn at the highest, brightest level the whole time or you'll just burn out. But, it's always resonating. So you just turn the switch down a little bit. It's marinating in there, but, you're not so consumed by it that you can't enjoy your life in other areas.
So you get back together, fly to Cleveland, see all the guys. Do you get an update from everybody? How do you get everyone back in the baseball frame of mind after a few days off?
I think everybody's in the baseball frame of mind. Guys, we flew in yesterday. High percentage of the club was with us. Guys are in a good spot. Relaxed, ready to go. The guys that came in yesterday, saw a couple of them in the hotel, but, we'll see them today, start the process with getting after the Guardians.
How, talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I just know it from a fan perspective, watching the All-Star game with my 6-year-old, the pride that he felt watching all of our guys perform, the pride that I felt. I was obviously a little disappointed that we didn't get to actually hear them talk about how great Robert Suarez was. But for you, the skipper, you're around him every day. What was that sense of pride like for you?
Yeah, it's good to see the guys, be there, be a part of it, rightfully so. Proud of them. These guys, I get the privilege of seeing them play like we all do every day, but also the additional privilege of seeing the kind of effort and dedication they had to their craft and see it pay off in an individual honor like the All-Star game and then see them perform. I mean, it's, all three of them did great, Jackson, hit the lean to left and then got made up for it on the ball that, down the line got a knock and, Jerkson, does what he does, gets things going. Big part of that 3-run inning. hits the rope down the right field line. Of course, Suarez, as you mentioned, came in, 8 pitches, 2 punch-outs. You know, stuff was really, really effective and electric. So the guys did well, representing the Padre organization very, very well.
So I know you probably didn't see it because you got other things on your mind, but Kevin Acey, I think you call him Ace, who covers your team for the UT, wrote a real nice piece about you and the team this morning, and specifically a lot of it was about some of the success that you've had as a manager in the second half of the season. And I know that was kind of a message you had way back in spring training, that better as the game goes on, better as the series goes on, better as the season goes on. Do you feel like you've accomplished that and are still on that same track that you talked about to have a strong finish to the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very process-oriented, you know, looking to always consistently look individually, collectively, how we're improve and take advantage of our experiences. We get every day, other people's experiences, growing from them. I do feel like that's taking place. I feel like a good portion of our club is grown individually. I don't want to list them all, but, you know, just a couple of them. Clearly, you know, Jackson's done well, but, you know, Maury Hone, Estrada, you know, taking the next steps. Kolick, you know, Rule 5 guy coming in with mostly double-A experience and starting to get his footing and, you know, starting to graduate in some bigger moments for us. You know, Michael King's Thurwell, Waldron's taking some of the next steps and pitched well. Vasquez has improved. I mean, you know, it's a young club in a lot of areas, not a lot of, you know, practical experience in the big league. So when you have that mindset of continual improvement, you know, it typically can work out if you're dedicated with specificity of what that can look like and working in collaboration with the staff and the players. So overall, I'm pleased. Yeah, I think we definitely have some ways to go to continue to shore up, you know, our processes and what that looks like. But I know we're heading in the right direction.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and AJ Preller had said, "Look, it's a 60-game sprint right now." You're quoted in the same article as saying, "Yep, it's time to go." I've always wondered, and I think I know the answer to it, but I'll ask it anyway. Like you said, guys are in a baseball frame of mind. Will there be a Mike Schilt, you know, fiery, let's start now, it all starts tonight? Is that something that goes on? I know you got young players, but everybody in there seems pretty motivated to win on their own. Will you kind of address the team tonight before this game?
No, you know, look, I'm not one. I mean, yeah, we're in more of a sprint mode, but I come from a place of every game's important, you know, going to prepare for every game. You know, it's the most important game there is that day. It's the most important game of the year. So I've got that mindset. I think pretty much the club has that mindset. So there's no, like, Newt Rockne, let's go.
I think, yeah, that's what I
wanted. Intelligent in our clubhouse about what's going on. I feel like there's a hungriness to our group. You know, there'll be some, you know, subtle messaging about how we continue to look to prepare and compete, you know, today moving forward. But there's not like a, you know, clubhouse get together. And, you know, I think that's, we got a clubhouse that is in a pretty good place knowing where we're going.
I know your rule, no breaking news, unless you accidentally tell everybody that Randy Vasquez had a baby like last week. But this isn't, you're not breaking any news. MLB.com has already said that Tirso Ornelas is with your team for the start of the second half of the season. What can you kind of tell me about Tirso and what you guys have seen and maybe what his role is going to be going forward here for the second half?
I'm not sure you've got that accurate.
Oh, MLB.com is wrong.
Breaking
now.
News.
Okay.
No, well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't read MLB.com.
Okay.
But Tirso has been added to our 40-man roster.
Okay, 40-man, not necessarily the 26-man. That's another move entirely.
That's correct. Yeah, Tirso has done a great job, swung the bat well.
He is swinging the bat well at AAA.
Yeah, he's been doing great, and he's earned the opportunity to be added to our 40-man roster.
Got it. See, all right. Specifically, you got to get the details right, Woods.
Yeah, 100%. Right. I'm glad you asked him, and I
details, didn't. And that's I'm glad he clarified. That's good to know. Well, now if they need him, they can call him up, though. They don't have to make another corresponding move on the 40-man.
Exactly. It's the first step of the process. Right. It's the skipper, Mike Schilt. Last one for me. Can you give us just kind of a, you know, you checked in with all the players, and I know you get reports, and how were some of the guys that, you know, we saw the report about Fernando Tatis Jr. coming back. What a great piece of positive news that was. Joe Musgrove, talked to him, kind of where do some of your guys, you're going to need these guys for the home stretch here. How are they all doing?
Yeah, I mean, we got some of the big big boys missing, so we're definitely going to need them. The team's built around them, and you know, I've been pleased with the way we've competed without them, and people have stepped up. But you know, reality is that you know, during the stretch run, we're gonna need you know, guys like Toddy and Joe back in the fold. You know, we just got Bogey back, which is good, clearly, and you know, relative to Toddy, you know, still in a healing pattern. You know, he's been able to start some light activities with not a ton of stress, as you would imagine, and he's into it. So, but you know, overall, it looks like he will be back at some point this season. When I couldn't tell you. And you know, Joe continues to take positive strides as well. He's playing catch. He's starting to throw some bullpen. You know, recovering well, threw one 2 days ago, recovered well from all reports. Ball's coming out pretty clean, starting to work on some spin, which would be another hurdle for him. But yeah, he's thankfully progressing in a positive direction, both those guys.
This is an interesting road trip to start the second half. You know, Cleveland Guardians have the top record in the AL, then Washington, and we know how emotional that series when the Nationals were at Petco Park not that long ago, and then Baltimore Orioles, another first-place team. Now, your team has played well against some of these good teams. What are you kind of looking at out of the gates here to start the second half?
Just play our brand of baseball, you know, make sure we're doing the things that lead and give us the best chance to shaking hands into the game. You know, that's, you know, we're going to be together. We're going to make sure that, you know, that's going to continue to get even stronger and make sure we're doing this as one team. And then, you know, beyond that, we're going to throw strikes. We're going to make routine plays and we're going to, you know, execute our offensive machine. We're going to be good on the bases. We're going to be good with our approaches. And, you know, we do that consistently. We'll give us our best chance. And that's the controllables. For the most part, I mean, the other team has something to say to it as well, but, you know, we take care of our responsibility. That's all we can do. So continue to make sure we do that consistently.
Well, hard to believe there's only 63 games left.
It's amazing.
Even though it's just the All-Star break, we know they'll be entertaining and exciting, and we'll be pulling for you as always, and we'll talk to you again next Friday as you near the end of this long road trip. Mike, thank you so much.
Of course, guys. Take care. Enjoy
Appreciate
your day.
It.
There he is, Mike Schilder, Manager's Report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
Like a dub for my birthday today. Just start the second half off with a nice dub.
How about a series victory?
Series dub would be, that's too much. I don't want to get greedy.
Too much,
man.
To ask
I've
for?
Got a, I know. I got
one at a time mentality.
I got a Boomer Esiason shout out. I got an M.R. cameo. I got an adult coloring book. I've got everything I need. I've got a trip away with my wife this weekend. And I don't want to get greedy.
Be the first to take a series from the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland.
Yeah, catch them napping, man. Catch them fat and happy after the break with a 19 games over 500 or whatever they are. Just an insane.
Jackson Merrill already has a hit off Emmanuel Clase if it comes down to it.
That's right. Yeah, the little nubber in front of the plate.
Although preferably, if we don't see Clase for 3 days, that's probably really good news for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. So I'd love to get a birthday dub tonight.
You know, I was wondering, Schulte said something there. He said most of the guys cruised out to Cleveland together.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. When you start the second half after the All-Star break on the road, let's say the guys go on vacation, get a couple of days away, do they have to fly back home to San Diego just to get on the team plane? Or can some guys, can anybody just meet the team in Cleveland?
Probably.
Is it?
I think it's a big leaguer.
Status, like Manny can, but Jackson Merrill can't, you know?
I think most of them have the authority if they just want to pay their own freight and meet the team where they're going to be, that they can do that. I mean, you know, a lot of guys, you know, vacation, they go back home. If they're from the
Michigan.
East Coast, they may be there already. There's no point in flying all the way back to San Diego just to get right back on a plane to fly all the way back to Cleveland, make a short trip instead of a long trip, which is why I'm sure not everybody came back to San Diego. Now, it's probably more common on other teams where you don't like to spend All-Star breaks. There's probably more guys who stay in San Diego and enjoy San Diego for the All-Star break. So there are
like all the guys from Cleveland are all coming back to Cleveland.
Maybe from San Diego.
From San Diego, maybe. I simply would have vacationed in Cleveland if I was a San Diego Padre. We're doing our All-Star break vacation in Cleveland.
Has to be where we're going to play.
That's exactly right.
That's how
you
decide.
I don't want to fly all the way back and then across the country again.
Who was it that was planning a Caribbean trip, and then they had the All-Star game instead? You get chosen for the All-Star game, you got to change your plans.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw one of those guys.
Next year, the All-Star game will be in Atlanta, and then the Padres open the second half next year with another massive road trip. Three in Washington.
Okay.
Three in Miami, and then four in St. Louis before they come home.
Man.
These long trips out of the All-Star break becoming a thing. For your San Diego Padres. All right, if you want to react to that, we can open the phones. 833-288-0973. Not only no breaking news, but like anti-breaking news. Like tamp down the news that we thought we had.
Dummies.
Which we didn't have.
Looks like you got your info wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. He was very happy. To wasn't he, though?
He loved it.
You want to join us? Coming up next, couple of segments left before Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock. Traffic now. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, it takes Mike Schilt's optimism to sometimes make you see some things that are obvious and plain right in front of your face. But when he went through, like, the number of guys who really have never had success on the big league level, who are performing well for the Padres, like Waldron and Estrada and obviously Jackson Merrill.
Morejon.
Morejon. That's a 20% of the roster right there.
Yeah.
You know, of guys that have really stepped up.
We don't talk about Morihona enough.
I think that's a good thing. I think you don't, it's like talking during a no-hitter, but, you know. You don't want to jinx it. I mean, because it's been,
but he's the guy, like, nobody, did you know who Matt Waldron was 2 years ago?
No. No. I didn't. He was the throw-in on the Clevenger deal. Like, so no, I had no idea.
No, but Morihona has been that guy for years. Like, as long as we've been a show, we've been waiting for him to finally figure it out.
Yep.
And I just am so happy for him that he's had some success this year, similar to, like, Jerkson Profar finally just really putting it all together.
That's
and having
great.
A great season.
But kind of what you're saying, Woods, is when you're a setup reliever, really, if you do your job, it goes fairly unnoticed.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, they'll bring you in with the bases loaded or you got to get out of a jam. But if you're just getting the ball from the seventh to the eighth, I mean, the team absolutely notices that and they appreciate that. But it kind of gets under the radar. You know, the closer gets the save, the offense gets the credit for the runs, the starter gets the win. And what, do you get a hold? No one talks about who got the hold in that day.
No.
You know, he retired three of the four batters you faced and didn't give up a run. You know, struck out one. Great. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. So if you're not being talked about, it means you're doing your job pretty well. And Adrian Morihona has been doing his job well this season.
Yeah, he's, again, I don't talk about him because I don't want to jinx it. I really don't, because I feel like every time I talk good about a player, it doesn't go well. So I'm going to talk bad about all of them. I just won't mention
your heart's in the right place.
My heart's in the right place. All it's right. Out of love.
Phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. Want to talk Padres, Mike Schilt. We got Thomas joining us. Good morning, Thomas. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how are we doing?
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good. I want to a casino. I'm doing some money.
Good luck.
Nice.
You know, I like traveling with the team goes to certain places that I could go to. As you went to Dallas 2 weeks ago, it was cool. It was fun. And so I'm going to D.C. to watch the game three of the Padres, and then I'm going to drive up to Baltimore and guess the game one at Baltimore.
Dude.
I've never been over there, so hopefully, you know, no trouble when I drive.
No, that's killer. I love that.
That sounds like an awesome trip.
Make sure you call back and report how it went. I think the National Series is going to, you know, cooler heads prevailed. I think it's over, you know, between them. It should be. It absolutely should be. There should be no more ill will. But you never know when Jesse Winker's panties are going
baseball
to.
Baseball players have weird memories.
They do, man. But it's also like we've done this.
You got embarrassed.
You know? we've
but
done
when
this.
You think they're going to remember something, that's when they completely forget about it.
They completely forget about it. Or, you know, it just goes by the wayside. I do think it should be over. I'm not like fired up for that series or anything like that. I feel like everything was kind of resolved.
I like the plan that Thomas had, though. That's an underrated way to like check off two road ballparks.
Yeah.
Because the schedule makers put Washington and Baltimore right back to back for the Padres. That's a short train or car drive between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore that you can go to games from two different cities and two different series and probably never even need to leave the same hotel room if you didn't want to because they're pretty close to each other.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get this thing cranked up tonight. Now, the game's at what time? 4:10?
4:10, 3:10 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt.
Now, I've got a soak scheduled for 6:15.
Soak.
Mm-hmm.
A soak.
Yeah.
So, a bath. You're taking a bath.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like a scheduled bath.
You can't just take a bath at your own leisure.
No, I don't know what it entails.
Specific bath time.
So it's time for your soak.
But my wife told me, don't forget, we have a soak tonight at 6:15.
Someone draws the bath water for you. Maybe puts a little bubble bath in there.
I have no idea, but I feel very pampered.
Some bath salts.
Maybe. It's going to get weird.
The rest of your skin will match your nicely manicured feet or pedicured feet right now.
Out of two bunch palms.
How are your feet feeling, Ben, after your first pedicure?
Still very soft.
They're very soft.
You get it now?
You get it.
I do. What I really like, because my entire life, my toenails have always had like sharp, jagged little corners and edges.
Yes.
Because I'm just trying to use that clipper thing like from here to, and it always leaves like sharp edges. And right now they're very smooth. Like I can run my fingers over my toes and it's just all smooth.
which is nice.
You see why professional athletes do this.
Yeah. Do their feet get worn out?
Yeah. I mean, I'm worried that now that I don't have my calluses, is that going to hurt me when I'm like walking on the golf course, that I'm going to get sore and tired feet? Or is it going to help me?
That's going to help you.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
I earned my calluses.
You did. And then they scrubbed them off.
And they scrubbed them right off.
This morning. Yeah, I'm excited for my soak. I'm going to watch, obviously, a couple hours at the game. Maybe I can take my phone into the... I don't know what it entails. I don't know where I'm going to go. It's all a big mystery. But I know I'm going to be treated like a king all weekend. I can't wait. Pamper myself.
Have other people pamper you.
Me. Yeah.
Somebody, I think, made the joke in the chat. It's going to be like
Coming to America. Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I said.
Remember, he gets in that big thing.
The royal. Blank. It's clean.
Yes.
Very excited. I hope Hannah is ready to play the role of the... She's so repulsed right now if she's listening to this. She realizes she has to spend an entire weekend with me walking around in nothing but a robe. She's repulsed right now, I promise you.
You're walking around in nothing but a robe.
I'm not doing anything but a robe and maybe a bathing suit. Maybe. I'm going to let it all hang out this weekend. It's going to be fun.
Let's get another one in here. Let's try. Is this Alex? Welcome to Ben and Woods, the 97.3 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Doing well.
Good to talk to you again. I was hoping that you guys could move away from Padres for a minute and give a shout-out to his family, to the legendary Bob Newhart.
Great idea. Great call.
Yeah, as a purveyor of dry humor,
yes.
You know, I know that you have to appreciate and probably learned a lot from Bob. You know, and I certainly, when I was growing up, even before I was old enough to like really understand his sense of humor, it really got into me. And I remember, you know, watching the shows with my parents and everything. And just wanted to kick off
great,
a little Bob discussion and
call.
Shout out to his family.
Appreciate that. Paulie's going to fire it up. I saw, obviously, a lot of clips. One that was played yesterday that I remembered as being so underratedly hilarious. And he didn't even have to do anything other than facial expressions. Remember when Conan O'Brien hosted the Emmys?
Yeah.
And he brought
put him in a sealed container.
And said, he's got 3 hours,
three
of,
hours
air.
Of air.
If this show goes a minute over, Bob Newhart dies. And his face like kind of melts.
Yeah.
And he looks panicked. And all he has to do is that face, those eyes, and they just conveyed so much comedy just in his expression. Like, what's going on here? The panic, the confusion that he was able to... It was so... So funny.
Fellow Loyola Rambler, much as myself. Yeah, Bob Newhart, a legend.
And maybe we can call up a piece of audio when we come back.
Yeah.
But some of his stand-up routines where he's carrying on a phone conversation with someone you can't hear on the other line. You just hear his side of it. The beleaguered Bob Newhart side of it is absolutely incredible. So, great call. Paulie, shout out to his family.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
The great Bob Newhart, 94 years old, is
94.
That right? 94
yeah.
years old. What a life.
Comedy legend. All right, we'll take our final time out. We'll come back. A little more Padres talk, maybe a call or two, maybe some Bob Newhart audio. If you missed what Woodsy got for his birthday earlier as well.
Legendary. What a day.
We will replay that for you from our 7 o'clock hour. All coming up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Quickly, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Back in a couple minutes here on 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to the Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Did you watch either of the Newhart television programs,
the
Bob Newhart show or Newhart?
I watched Newhart.
I did too.
Because the Bob Newhart show is a little young. And even Newhart, I didn't really appreciate until I was older. When I was a kid, I thought it was boring. I'm like, who's this old guy in his bed and breakfast? But the older I got, certainly tuned in. And it's funny, like, they were talking about it on Gwen and Chris yesterday for, like, Scraby's generation and Paulie's generation. It's Papa Elf. Papa Elf, right, from the movie Elf. And he was my wife, actually. I said, "Oh my God, Bob Newhart died." She said, "Who?"
Huh.
And I said, Bob Newhart. And she goes, "I've never heard of him." And I go, "Oh.
You married young."
I did. And I said, "But, you know, he was like this comedy legend." And I go, "Papa Elf from Elf." She goes, "Oh, yeah. Nice guy."
The Newhart was his, I mean, that was all Bob's genius, yep, all his characters and everything. I never failed to laugh when he had the Vermont hillbillies who the always brothers, came in. I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl.
And this is my other brother Daryl. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Incredible.
There was a video I saw yesterday, I think it was. He was hosting Saturday Night Live, and they just showed the end credits where he says goodbye, and then you see everybody, all the cast members are on stage, right? And they're all hugging each other. And the post said, "Watch how these legends are reacting to being in the presence of Bob Newhart." Like, Chris Farley was just staring at him like it was his hero. And Norm MacDonald was like, came up into the shot while the credits are rolling and asked him for an autograph.
That's
like,
unbelievable.
Norm MacDonald,
who probably didn't think anybody was funny. You know what I mean? Like, because Norm was one of this planet, and just a comedic legend. 94, man. That's a really good life for Bob Newhart. And rest in peace, King. He will definitely be missed.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll come back. If you missed Woods's birthday presents, we'll bring those back for you coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Morning for Kelly.
That's not, getting a Kelly Danick shout out is pretty legendary.
About as good as it gets.
It's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, but you had a pretty legendary shout out this morning. And if you've listened for the last few months, if you're a regular 97.3 The Fan listener, you hear our Odyssey Sports Minutes that break in during our commercial breaks, often announced by Boomer Esiason from his studios in New York City. And you'll sometimes hear Woods comment on them because Boomer will often just turn them into random birthday shout-outs.
And I mean, random.
Like, really random.
"Happy birthday to Padres, former Padres first baseman Matt Stairs." And you're like, what? Like, not... You know, it's like, LeBron James, or
it's a little tidbit. You know, it's called a sports minute, but I think it's 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
He jams it in there. Someone produces it up. We play it on the air. Comes with a spot. That's just how it works. And Woodsy always kind of laughs about the birthday shout out. So I got it in my head. Wouldn't it be amazing?
Brilliant.
If we could get Boomer Esiason to do an Odyssey Sports Minute birthday shout out for Woods. And I pitched my request. I talked to Adam. He got it to the right people in New York. And
the length this man went to for me, who forgot his birthday, is
really,
I will never not be touched by this. It was pretty.
I mean, I wrote up a little script for him. I said, "But whatever you want to do with this," and he did a couple of tweaks. Made it his own, as Boomer tends to do. And I was stunned because, like, 2 days later, Paulie sends me an email and it just came. He did it. He absolutely did it. And this was the end result.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to San Diego radio host Stephen Woods. Woodsy, as he is known to friends, is iconic in America's finest city for his Padres passion and musical knowledge. Along with co-host Ben Higgins and producer Paul Reindel, Woods has helped turn 97.3 The Fan into the number one radio station in town. Keep up the great work, Woodsy, and happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, it's just...
Good sport by Boomer.
What a great sport.
I like Boomer way even more than I did before.
God, I love Boomer now. And I can't wait for the next Jody Garrett birthday update. Eric Lauer's birthday. Whatever you want to throw in there,
happy
man.
Happy 37th birthday to John Bones Jones.
Right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, John Bones Jones. MMA fighter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Benny, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just incredible.
Thank Boomer.
It literally made me cry.
Boomer did the work.
But to even have that idea, I'm blown away. I was blown away.
Well, you're welcome. And then Paulie blew us all away. All of us.
I can't believe this, man.
Yeah, I went on a cameo, and you know, it's got to be your number one drop, right? We played this for the last
months. It's
my favorite. And he's an actual like recording
artist. Yeah.
M.R. And went on cameo.
There he was.
It was a very respectable price.
Like, let's pull the curtain back. We charge more for a cameo than M.R. And when I heard that...
We charge way too much. It's by design.
It's by design.
Yes.
Yeah. It's by design.
We don't want cameo requests inundating us every day.
Birds of a similar feather, though, because we made our cameo price $69.
Yes.
It's a joke. It's a joke number.
Right. But the road to 70.
The road to 70. Our cameo is the road.
Was like $62. And after service fees and tax and everything... came down to $69.
When you sent it to me and I saw it, my initial thought was, oh no, Paulie. In my mind, it's worth $5,000. So I was like, oh my God, Paulie spent $5,000 to get me an M. Like, I love it, but Paulie, you shouldn't have spent that money. And he's like, dude, it was $62. I died.
It's worth every penny.
It's worth.
When's your half birthday? I'll get you one in another 6 months. I'll get you one for Labor Day weekend.
I want to get one for Taylor, my 3-year-old, who it's his favorite thing to run around the school, be Bomba Class. And he sings it. He did it on the live stream. I just scream it.
This is M.R, and you just lost to the San Diego Padres.
Dude, yes.
Somebody will now be doing that.
I love him, support him.
Now, the problem was I had to make sure that you got – I wanted to see your initial reaction a couple hours ago when we played it. We couldn't play the authentic version over the air.
So it's very raunchy. We can't play a lot of things over the air. This one is truly NSFW.
Oh, God, yes.
This is barely like playable in an office place at all.
You can go on our Instagram account and find it there if you'd like.
Yes.
But
I wouldn't play it at work,
though. Big bumbuck last bit for Boston. I'm yet. At 60, God, I said she won't be. When Woodsy. Woodsy, think of myself, my G, man. Fully acting, my bro. Happy birthday, family. When Woodsy red. You know what I'm saying? Hope you have a good one, my bro. That's for myself, M.R, Ben, and Woods. When Woodsy does red.
It's
just incredible.
Can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And I have it forever. When I die, I want it played.
We'll get another cameo.
At my funeral. Yeah. It's, Paulie, it's like one of my favorite things. Both of those things were a couple of my favorite things I've ever gotten in my whole life. And I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I feel so very happy and so very loved. And I love it. I love it more than anything. I'm just so very happy. Yeah, I posted the uncensored on my Twitter. Juan is asking in the chat at the Stephen Woods. And then, and then it's on our Instagram, but it's...
If you don't know the song or know what he's saying, when you go and watch it, you're going to go, oh, okay, I get it. I see why so many beeps.
I saw it the first time, it was like Thanksgiving, and it was like, Mom says, don't embarrass yourself at Thanksgiving, and then it's the video of him.
Big bomba class before Boston, I'm
in. And like, he's red and straining, and I cried laughing, and I kept playing it. Hannah's like, stop. I'm like, enough. I'm like, I thought you liked reggae. Like, you should be all about this. And I just fell in love with this dude. I love his energy. I love his passion. His voice is the coolest voice I've ever heard. He's super, super stoned in that video. And starts cracking himself up once he puts my name into his big song, Blank Turn Red. And it's such an elite couple of gifts you guys came through with. So thank you.
Chris said, he's definitely 1/10,000th Jamaican.
Right.
You know what? He's Jamaican in his heart.
Oh, dude. And that's what really matters. He is absolutely been I've gone down to M.
Of course you have.
I know more about M.R than he does. And, bro, Jamaicans are like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like, you're our guy. And they love him. And he's completely in their culture and all that. And so he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. I'd pay an insane amount of money to go see him in concert. Insane amount.
50th birthday.
50th birthday. We got a year to get to figure it out.
The big 5-0.
Big 5-0. Yours is next, dude. You're 49 in November.
49 in November. Yeah, you're always November, a little ahead of me.
It's November
3rd.
Yeah. 11-3. I got it in my phone this year.
These are the 3 months where you're older than I.
Yeah, which is hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine I've ever been older than you.
But I will catch up again soon.
Yeah, you will.
So, 63 games left for the Padres, which means, of course, 99 games down. And if you missed it earlier during our Bennington summer break.
We're going to do it again? Oh, my God.
We're just going to one last time to set the stage.
Set the stage.
For the second half of the season. Get us everybody up to date. If you just woke up from your coma and you missed the first 99 games of the year, we will recap them with our Ben and Woods Padres Heartbeat, which entails a sound effect for a win and a sound effect for a loss.
And you'll know which one.
You'll know which one's which. This is all 99 games. This is what an audio representation of Padres season up to this point so far. Here we go. Suck. Suck, suck. Suck, suck. 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 It's going well. Suck, suck, suck. Suck. Suck, 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 suck. 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 Suck, suck, suck. Suck, suck. Suck, suck.
We're about halfway down.
No way.
Suck. Suck, 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 suck. Suck. Suck, 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 suck.
So
suck. Well, this is the good run here. Suck, suck.
I hate it. And now
things are about
suck,
to turn
suck,
again. Suck, suck, suck. Suck. All-Star break.
It gives me the worst heartburn.
It's funny because
it's tough to get through.
It's hard to get through. Dylan was easier, dude.
God,
Bob
yes.
Dylan was way easier.
I don't
easier.
Think I can do a full season heartbeat at the end of the year.
Bro, if you do it, I'm telling you, at the last game, I'm putting my headphones down. I'm going out of the studio until it's over.
I don't have it in me.
I don't have it in me. Either.
Adam missed that one on his vacation. He just heard it for the first time, I think.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just
did the check. He goes, bro.
I can relive, like, I can sense the emotions.
Of, me too.
Like, up and down
it
over
really
the course
works.
Of the season, though. It really does.
The suck, especially.
Like, those
dude.
Losing skids,
suck,
and
suck,
you remember.
Suck, suck,
oh,
suck,
it's
suck.
Painful, and then the real nice stint they had there in June, for the most part.
Adam just said, I won't allow a full season win. Well, now you're going to get one. Now that's the first content shackles he has ever put on us. So now you know.
Now I want to do
Paulie's
it.
Like, all right, really? We tried it. We tried it like every day. We were going to play it a couple years ago. And we said, we can't do this anymore. After 40 games, and we're like, there's no way. I can't hear it again. I'm going to lose my mind. Oh. Adam just said, you're playing right into my plan, Woodsy. He just got me with reverse psychology. Woodsy, you're not allowed to go on the round table anymore, ever.
Right.
You're never invited
That's
to another round table.
That's what I really wanted
table.
To get you, like a get out of the round table free card. Would have been the perfect present for Woods. By the way, you can tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan commercial. I was going to present it to you as like a certificate.
Like a golden
yeah,
ticket.
Like a golden
like
ticket.
In a
like
box.
Here's a get out of the round table free card. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to the Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Did you watch either of the Newhart television programs,
the
Bob Newhart show or Newhart?
I watched Newhart.
I did too.
Because the Bob Newhart show is a little young. And even Newhart, I didn't really appreciate until I was older. When I was a kid, I thought it was boring. I'm like, who's this old guy in his bed and breakfast? But the older I got, certainly tuned in. And it's funny, like, they were talking about it on Gwen and Chris yesterday for, like, Scraby's generation and Paulie's generation. It's Papa Elf. Papa Elf, right, from the movie Elf. And he was, my wife, actually, I said, oh my God, Bob Newhart died. She said, who?
Huh.
And I said, Bob Newhart. And she goes, I've never heard of him. And I go, oh.
You married young.
I did. And I said, but, you know, he was like this comedy legend. And I go, Papa Elf from Elf. She goes, oh, yeah. Nice guy.
The Newhart was his, I mean, that was all Bob's genius, yep, all his characters and everything. I never failed to laugh when he had the Vermont hillbillies who the always brothers, came in. I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl.
And this is my other brother Daryl. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Incredible.
There was a video I saw yesterday, I think it was. He was hosting Saturday Night Live, and they just showed the end credits where he says goodbye, and then you see everybody, all the cast members are on stage, right? And they're all hugging each other. And the post said, watch how these legends are reacting to being in the presence of Bob Newhart. Like, Chris Farley was just staring at him like it was his hero. And Norm MacDonald was like, came up into the shot while the credits are rolling and asked him for an autograph.
That's
like,
unbelievable.
Norm MacDonald,
who probably didn't think anybody was funny. You know what I mean? Like, because Norm was one of this planet, and just a comedic legend. 94, man, that's a really good life for Bob Newhart. And rest in peace, King. He will definitely be missed.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll come back. If you missed Woods's birthday presents, we'll bring those back for you coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Morning for Kelly.
Getting a Kelly Danick shout out is pretty legendary.
About as good as it gets.
It's about as good as it gets. Yeah,
but you had a pretty legendary shout out this morning. And if you've listened for the last few months, if you're a regular 97.3 The Fan listener, you hear our Odyssey Sports Minutes that break in during our commercial breaks, often announced by Boomer Esiason from his studios in New York City. And you'll sometimes hear Woods comment on them because Boomer will often just turn them into random birthday shoutouts.
And I mean, like, random.
Like, really random.
Happy birthday to Padres, former Padres first baseman Matt Stairs. And you're like, what? Like, not... You know, it's not like, LeBron James or,
it's a little tidbit. You know, it's called a sports minute, but I think it's 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
He jams it in there. Someone produces it up. We play it on the air. Comes with a spot. That's just how it works. And Woodsy always kind of laughs about the birthday shout out. So I got it into my head. Wouldn't it be amazing?
Brilliant.
If we could get Boomer Esiason to do an Odyssey Sports Minute birthday shout out for Woods. And I pitched my request. I talked to Adam. He got it to the right people in New York. And
the length this man went to for me, who forgot his birthday, is
really,
I will never not be touched by this. It was pretty.
I mean, I wrote up a little script for him. I said, but whatever you want to do with this. And he did a couple of tweaks, made it his own, as Boomer tends to do. And I was stunned because, like, 2 days later, Paulie sends me an email. And it just came. He did it. He absolutely did it. Man. And this was the end result.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to San Diego radio host Stephen Woods. Woodsy, as he is known to friends, is iconic in America's finest city for his Padres passion and musical knowledge. Along with co-host Ben Higgins and producer Paul Reindl, Woods has helped turn 97.3 The Fan into the number one radio station in town. Keep up the great work, Woodsy, and happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, it's just...
Good sport by Boomer.
What a great sport.
I like Boomer way even more than I did before.
God, I love Boomer now. And I can't wait for the next Jody Garrett birthday update. Eric Lauer's birthday. Whatever you want to throw in there,
happy
man.
Happy 37th birthday to John Bones Jones.
Right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, John Bones Jones. MMA fighter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Benny, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just incredible.
Thank Boomer.
It literally made me cry. I'm not kidding.
Boomer did the work.
But to even have that idea, I'm blown away. I was blown away.
Well, you're welcome. And then Paulie blew us all away. All of us.
I can't believe this, man.
Yeah, went on a cameo, and you know it's one of it's got to be your number one drop, right? We played this for the last six months.
Big bomba class before bossing my head.
It's my favorite.
And he's an actual like recording artist.
Yeah,
M.R.
And went on cameo.
There he was.
It was a very respectable price.
Like, let's pull the curtain back. We charge more for a cameo than M.R. And when I heard that...
We charge way too much. It's by design.
It's by design.
Yes.
Yeah. It's by
now,
design.
We don't want cameo requests inundating us every day.
Birds of a similar feather, though, because we made our cameo price $69.
Yes.
It's a joke. It's a joke number.
Right. But the road to 70.
The road to 70. Yeah. Our cameo is the road to 70.
His was like $62. And after service fees and tax and everything... came down to $69.
When you sent it to me and I saw it, my initial thought was, oh no, Paulie. In my mind, it's worth $5,000.
So I was
like, oh my God, Paulie spent $5,000 to get me an M. Like, I love it, but Paulie, you shouldn't have spent that money. And he's like, dude, it was $62. I died.
It's worth every penny.
It's worth.
When's your half birthday? I'll get you one in another 6 months. I'll get you one for Labor Day weekend.
I want to get one for Taylor, my 3-year-old, who it's his favorite thing to run around the school, be Bomba Class. And he sings it. He did it on the live stream. I just scream it.
This is M.R, and you just lost to the San Diego Padres.
Dude, yes.
Somebody will now be doing that.
I love him. Support him.
Now, the problem was I had to make sure that you got – I wanted to see your initial reaction a couple hours ago when we played it. We couldn't play the authentic version over the air.
So
it's
very
raunchy.
We can't play a lot of things over the air. This one is truly NSFW.
Oh, God, yes.
This is barely like playable in an office place
at
all.
You can go on our Instagram account and find it there if you'd like.
Yes.
But
I wouldn't play it at work,
big
though.
Big bomb with... class, big bomb boss, and I'm yet. At 60, got us a show off. When Woodsy. That's
good. He drags himself up.
Woodsy, think of myself, my G, man. Fully active, my bro. Happy birthday, family. When Woodsy was red. You know what I'm saying? Hope you have a good one, my bro. That's for myself, M.R. Then and Woods. When Woodsy was red.
It's
just incredible.
Can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And I have it forever. When I die, I want it played.
We'll get another cameo.
At my funeral. Yeah. It's, Paulie, it's like one of my favorite things. Both of those things were a couple of my favorite things I've ever gotten in my whole life. And I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I feel so very happy and so very loved. And I love it. I love it more than anything. I'm just so very happy. Yeah, I posted the uncensored on my Twitter. Juan is asking in the chat at the Stephen Woods. And then, and then it's on our Instagram, but it's...
If you don't know the song or know what he's saying, when you go and watch it, you're going to go, okay, I get it. I see why so many beeps.
I saw it the first time. It was like Thanksgiving, and it was like, Mom says, don't embarrass yourself at Thanksgiving. And then it's the video of him.
Big bomba class before bossing on my head.
And like, he's just red and straining, and I cried laughing. And I kept playing it. Hannah's like... stop. Enough. And I'm like, I thought you liked reggae. Like, you should be all about this. And I just fell in love with this dude. I love his energy. I love his passion. His voice is the coolest voice I've ever heard. He's super, super stoned in that video. And starts cracking himself up once he puts my name into his big song, Blank Turn Red. And it's such an elite couple of gifts you guys came through with. So thank you.
You know, as Chris said, he's definitely 1/10,000th Jamaican.
Right.
You know what? He's Jamaican in his heart.
Oh, dude. And that's what really matters. He is absolutely... I've gone down to M.
Of course you have.
I know more about M.R. than he does. And, bro, Jamaicans are like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like, you're our guy. And they love him. And he's completely in their culture and all that. And so he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. I'd pay an insane amount of money to go see him in concert. Insane amount.
50th birthday.
We got a year to get to figure it out.
The big 5-0.
Big 5-0. Yours is next, dude. You're 49 in November.
49 in November. Yeah, you're always November, a little ahead of me.
It's November
3rd.
Yeah. 11-3. I got it in my phone this year.
These are the 3 months where you're older than I.
Yeah, which is hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine I've ever been older than you.
But I will catch up again soon.
Yeah, you will.
So, 63 games left for the Padres, which means, of course, 99 games down. And if you missed it earlier during our Ben and Woods summer
we're
break.
We're going to do it again? Oh, my God.
We're just going to one last time to set the stage.
Set the stage.
For the second half of the season. Get us everybody up to date. If you just woke up from your coma and you missed the first 99 games of the year, we will recap them with our Ben and Woods Padres Heartbeat, which entails a sound effect for a win and a sound effect for a loss.
And you'll know which one.
You'll know which one's which. This is all 99 games. This is what an audio representation of Padres season up to this point so far. Here we go. Suck. 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 It's going well. Suck. 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 Suck.
We're about halfway down.
No way.
Suck. 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 Suck, 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 suck.
It's okay.
Suck. Well, this is the good run here. Suck, suck.
I hate it. And now
things are about to turn again. Suck, suck, suck. Suck. All-Star break.
It gives me the worst heartburn.
It's funny because
it's tough to get through.
It's hard to get through. Dylan was easier, dude.
God,
Bob
yes.
Dylan was way easier.
I don't
easier.
Think I can do a full season heartbeat at the end of the year.
Bro, if you do it, I'm telling you, at the last game, I'm putting my headphones on. I'm going out of the studio until it's over.
I don't have it in me.
I don't have it in me. Either.
Adam missed that one on his vacation. He just heard it for the first time, I think.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just
did the check. He goes, bro.
I could relive, like, I can sense the emotions.
Me too.
Like, up and down
it
over
really
the course
works.
Of the season, though. It really does.
The suck, especially,
like, those
dude.
Losing skids,
suck,
and you
suck,
remember.
Suck, suck,
oh,
suck,
it's
suck.
Painful, and then the real nice stint they had there in June, for the most part.
Adam just said, I won't allow a full season win. Well, now you're going to get one. Now that's the first content shackles he has ever put on us. So now you know.
Now I know what to do.
Paulie's like, all right, really? We tried it. We tried it like every day we were going to play it a couple years ago. And we said, we can't do this anymore. After 40 games, and we're like, there's no way. I can't hear it again. I'm going to lose my mind. Oh. Adam just said, you're playing right into my plan, Woodsy. He just got me with reverse psychology. Woodsy, you're not allowed to go on the round table anymore, ever. Right. You're never invited
That's
to another
really
round table.
That's what I really wanted to get you, like a get out of the round table free card. Would have been the perfect present for Woods. By the way, you can tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan commercial. I was going to present it to you as like a certificate.
Like a golden
yeah,
ticket.
Yeah, like a golden
like,
ticket.
In a
like
box.
Here's a get out of the round table free card for Woods.
Well, that's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
I just don't really have the authority to give it to you.
You
could have given
it to me. Adam's like, sorry,
I don't
dude.
Know it's going to work.
Holy
no,
crap,
but I have a certificate from Ben.
No, look, it says. I'm really excited to get
I bought
the,
all these Wonka bars, and yeah, now yeah. I got my get out of the round table free ticket.
Yeah, give your wife those certificates for Christmas. See how that works out for you. Hey, here's some free massage. The ticket bit is
as,
great.
As always, it's presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. We made it, guys.
Summer break
the
is
All-Star
over.
Break is over. And we'll be back Monday, and we'll have a whole Guardian series to talk about and more for Paulie and Woods. Happy birthday, Woods.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I'm Ben. Have a great weekend, everybody, from all of us here at The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.